Bridge Gang, Sunday 4DJW. 4DJW,
DJW, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, W4DJW.
To let you know, I was able to meet up with Gary, so I'm going to go that route first before I try anything else.
So you got another power supply to try?
He told me which ones Patrick wanted, so I went ahead and bought them out from under him. I hope he's listening.
First come, first serve.
And there was the other one. So it looks like a nice little one. It might be perfect. I hope that's what takes care of it.
What kind of power supply is that?
Yeah, at the moment, it's a Tech something, Tech Pro or something like that. I looked up reviews and everything on it, and people are pretty happy with it. So, and it seems to be very well built.
And what's its continuous operating amperage? What can it supply under a continuous load?
That's a good question. I forgot to look at that. I know it's obviously a 30 amp, but I don't know what the continuous is.
Okay, 30 should be sufficient. I think the issue that I saw from a Google search was that there are power supplies that do voltage drop. They do circuit protection based on voltage drop rather than circuit protection based on current flow. Two different ways of accomplishing the same thing, but voltage drop is more sensitive than current flow. That's what I gathered from their conversations. And so it must be, if there's nothing wrong with that radio, then it must be that other power supply that you've got uses voltage drop rather than current flow.
The initial startup, there's a whatever the range it has, it's enough to make the power supply think there's something going on.
Well, the way they put it is incorrectly identify a bad condition, right? Because it senses voltage drop, and I think one of the guys was talking about the size of the wires that he was using, and that was causing a voltage drop. And no, it was a socket that he was plugged into. Was a socket that is supposed to detect, it was an outside socket, which had protection for lightning on it. So it was really fast sensing when there was a lightning issue. But it would manifest itself in a quick voltage drop as soon as the spike hit it. And it's the power supply that he was using in that socket, it said, whoa, voltage drop, I'm out of here, I'm done. And it kicked off. And so he took it away out of that plug, and he went and put it into another plug, and the thing worked without any problem. But it took him a while to get to that. So it can be anything like that, or it could be that there's something wrong with the radio. You just don't know. But it sounds like if that one's got 30 amps, if that one can supply 30 amps, that it should be plenty hefty enough that it should operate that radio no problem.
Figured it was an easier way than trying to meet up with people. I was not far from Gary at all, and he was kind enough to meet me where I could find a place to park. So it worked out. And even if there's something wrong with the radio, I'll have another power supply, which I could always use.
I was telling Gary that if so, I'm meeting him, Patrick. I'm meeting Patrick over at the Sphinx over here on 290. At the end of his workday, whenever that happens. I don't know when that will be. But I was telling him, asking Gary if he wanted me to put Patrick's names on those power supplies, because Patrick wanted multiple power supplies. But I think there was three, so he's still getting a couple, right?
More. Before I even said anything, Gary said Patrick had his name on them. So, and I had talked to Patrick, too. I wanted to make sure I wasn't taking something that he was already planning on getting.
Okay, so I can know that those are gone. I'm also testing, because yours came up questionable, I'm testing the ones that, the radios that Patrick is looking at. I was on his just a minute ago talking on Billy, K9OH, as a repeater, because I couldn't get anybody over here. And so I went over there, and Billy came back to me and said that sounded really his. One, that's one of the two D700 Kenwoods. I'm going to go get the other one, make sure it works too, just so that we don't run into this again. I never really thought about anything that Robert had not working, especially something that still had the plastic on the screen. I'm hoping that it's not anything serious.
I hope that it's not. It's the power supply, especially since you actually found comments on that. So I'm not even worried about it.
Well, we'll see. But it is prudent to check, but I probably wouldn't have undone all the plastic wires and cables and everything on that one anyway. On a brand new one, or one that looks like it's brand new, I wouldn't have messed it up. I'd have let the person that bought it go through that. But I got two more radios to check. I've been checking handhelds down there too. He had a ton of handhelds, and a lot of them are still working. I was able to hit this repeater from downstairs in the kitchen on one of his handhelds, on two of them, with no problem. And I don't even know how to set the power level. I have no idea what the power was set at. So anyway, being prudent, going through them, making sure they work.
On this one, the tie that wrapped it up, I don't even think it had ever been undone. It still looked like it was factory wrapped.
Well, I have used radios before and not even used that because I have one sitting out. And I just unplugged the other radio and plugged it into that one. So that may have been what he did if he just checked it out to see if it would work.
Yeah. I'm sure it's not going to be an issue. As sure as I can be, I'm sure it was the power supply like we talked about.
All right, well, I won't keep you. I got to take this 700 down and go get another 700 and bring it up here and make sure it works too. Anyway, take care, stay safe, and 4ZOK, W4DJW.
Thanks for the offer earlier this morning. I appreciate it. N4ZLK, 73.